Masechta Mai Pre-Exam Mishnah Based until Pre-Exam Mishnah Hey. In the previous Mishnah, we learnt about somebody who is going to eat at an Am Haaretz's house on Shabbos, and so he needs to designate the tithes before Shabbos. And we explained that even though he designates them before Shabbos, and then separates them physically on Shabbos itself, he also needs to repeat the designation before separating them on Shabbos. So the Mishnah is going to repeat the formula now, when separating Demai produce. However, in this Mishnah, we're going to discuss liquids. If it's a solid, then he would literally repeat exactly what he said in Mishnah Aleph. That's the formula for separating tithes from solid food, which is Demai. Our Mishnah is just going to teach us how separating tithes from Demai, which is a liquid, is slightly different to how you separate it when it's a solid. And the reason for this difference is because if you imagine, let's say he designates a part of it as Trumas Maisa, because it's a liquid, as soon as part of it is designated as Trumas Maisa, that part is mixed with the rest of the liquid. So they won't be able to have any of the liquid now, because only a Kohen can have even a mixture of Truma and regular food. So we're going to have to find another way to designate the tithes from Demai, which is a liquid. Says the Mishnah, Mozgulos Akos, if they poured for him the cup, let's say he was having a cup of wine and that's what he had to tithe. So Omer, he has to say, in order to designate the tithes, remember the first step is always to designate the part which will be Trumas Maisa, designate that as Maisa Rishon, and then designate another part of it as Maisa Rishon, and say that the first part should be Trumas Maisa on behalf of all of the Maisa Rishon. So that's exactly what he does. Mash ani osed l'shaye b'shulei akos, that which I will in the future leave over at the bottom of the cup, so the last hundredth of the wine I'm not going to drink, and I'm going to leave that in the cup, and harehu maisa, that should be maisa rishon, ushor maisa somuchloi, and the rest of the maisa rishon, the other 9/10 which have to be separated as maisa rishon, somuchloi, they'll be next to it, meaning I'm going to leave over another 9/10 of the wine, having not drunk that, and that will become maisa rishon, and then zesh osisi maisa, the first 100th, which I made maisa rishon, osu trumas maisa alov, will become Trumas Maisa on behalf of all of the Maisa Rishon. And in this way, he can separate Trumas Maisa without making the entire cup into a mixture containing Trumas Maisa. Because over here, we're using what is known as Breira. Breira, if you recall, is where at the beginning stage of something, the status of something is left undefined, and then later it becomes defined. So in this case, it becomes defined that the end bit is Trumas Maisa, that part of the liquid. And then retroactively, we consider it as if that part of the wine was always the part of the wine which was Trumas Maisa. And that way, when he's drinking it, he's not drinking Tevel, because we consider it as if the Trumas Maisa was taken already at the beginning. It's just we weren't sure which part of the wine was Trumas Maisa. But once he leaves it at the end, then retroactively, we view it as if that was always separated, and that part of the wine was always designated as the Trumas Maisa for that wine. So he's now separated Trumas Maisa, and there's one more thing which he has to separate, and that is Maisa Sheni. So ordinarily, when it comes to separating Maisa Sheni from food, which is the Mai, so he designates a certain part of it, the north part or the south part, the point is he has to be precise and mark off a specific part of it as Maisa Sheni. And when it comes to liquids, there's a way to do it even more precisely. Instead of saying that side of the cup should be Maisa Sheni, he should say your Maisa Sheni befiv. The Maisa Sheni is at his mouth, meaning the tip, the wine which is at the top of the cup, that will become Maisa Sheni, so a tenth of the wine, and it should be redeemed onto money, and that way he can just drink that wine, and he only needs to leave a tenth at the bottom for the sake of Trumas Maisa. Mishnah Gimel, another scenario where the tithing process is slightly different to usual. Says the Mishnah, Pilsh in Maman of Alabayis, a worker who does not trust his employer. So the employer is an Am Haaretz, and we're talking about a situation where the agreement of the work is that the employer needs to provide meals for his employees. And the case in our Mishnah is where the employer agrees to provide him with 100 dried figs. Now, because the employer is an Am Haaretz, the worker cannot eat this unless he tithes it. So what should he do? Notel gereges achas. He should take one of the dried figs, so 1/100th of the produce, and just like with normal to my produce, for Omer, he should say, zoi v'sish habois achareha. This dried fig, as well as the next 9 dried figs, which I will select afterwards, asuus myself tishim shani oichel. They should become my serishon for the rest of the produce, the 90 dried figs which I will eat. And then zoi, this 100th, this one dried fig, asur trumas maisa alein, should become trumas maisa for the rest of the maisarishon, so the other 9/10, the other 9 dried figs. And then maisa sheni ba'acharena, the way we'll translate this is that maisa sheni will come after that. So the next 10 which I will separate, those will be maisa sheni, and as usual, m'chulal ala mo'is, and they should be redeemed onto money. So if you think about it, this worker can now eat all of the figs, except for one of them, the Maaseh Sheni he put onto money. So there's no Maaseh Sheni within this. Maaseh Rishon, as usual, from Demai, it doesn't go to the Levi, because the Levi can't prove that he should get it. So it's only the Trumas Maaseh which he cannot eat. So the Chesich Gerges Achas, he should save. He should not eat one of the dried figs, because that is Trumas Maaseh, he should rather give that to a Kohen. Now Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel picks up on a very interesting point. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, he should not save this one dried fig. He has to eat that one dried fig. Why? And this is fascinating. If you think about it, the employer agreed to provide 100 dried figs for his worker. And he expects that as a result of having those 100 dried figs, the worker will be able to have enough energy to work properly, and he'll do the job in the best way that he can. So if his worker then goes and eats 99 dried figs, instead of 100 dried figs, he won't be able to work as well, because he won't have got as much energy, and therefore it's like he's stealing from the employer, because he is not working as well as he should according to the agreement. The agreement being that he will be provided and he will eat 100 dried figs. So again, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, lo yachzeh, he should not save this one. He has to eat that 100th dried fig, because otherwise he is reducing the work of the employer, and that is like stealing from him. So according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the worker actually has to go and get another dried fig. Either he should buy it from the employer, or buy it from elsewhere, and give that to the Kohen as Trumas Maaseh on behalf of this produce. And now we have a third opinion in our Mishnah, and that is Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Liyachsech, you should not save this one dried fig, but he has a different reason, and actually a slightly different opinion as to what he should do. Firstly, his reason is, because it's an enactment, it's something which the Beis Din decreed, which is that the owner of the produce, in this case, the employer, he is the one who has to separate the Trumas Maaseh. The Chachom decreed that the obligation is upon him, and therefore it won't help if the worker goes and separates another dried fig as Trumas Maaseh. Rather, he should eat all 100 dried figs, and the Trumas Maaseh has to be separated by the employer, which actually means that the employer should just give him 101 dried figs, and then he'll separate the one as Trumas Maaseh, but he will still get the 100 dried figs which were agreed upon, and that way the Trumas Maaseh is coming from the owner, the employer himself. Mishnah Dalet, we mentioned in the first Mishnah of our Perek that even though it's in general forbidden to separate the tithes from even Demai produce on Shabbos, if one designates the tithes before Shabbos, then he is able to repeat that designation on Shabbos itself and then separate the tithes on Shabbos itself. Now, we've also seen once before now in Masechta that during Bein HaShemoshos, which is the twilight period, as day is becoming night and it's not exactly certain whether it's day or night, so during Bein HaShemoshos, as Shabbos is coming in, it's forbidden to separate tithes even during that period. But this only applies to Tevel. When it comes to Demai, even though you're not allowed to separate tithes on Shabbos itself, you are allowed to separate tithes from Demai during Bein HaShemoshos. Now the focus of our Mishnah is Tevel, so as we said, one cannot separate the tithes from Tevel during Bein HaShemoshos. And as well as that, as we said, even if one designates tithes before Shabbos comes in, or during Bein HaShemoshos in a permitted way, as we'll see in our Mishnah, he still cannot separate them on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah is going to show that there is a way to be able to eat Tevel produce on Shabbos, and to only designate the tithes during Bein HaShemoshos. And we're talking about Tevel here. So how can that be? So the Mishnah says, Halakech Yayim Bein HaKusim. One who buys wine from Kusim. Kusim were the big nation who converted en masse to become Jewish, and their conversion, whether it was genuine, was uncertain, and they didn't keep all of the mitzvahs properly, and they would tithe what they ate for themselves, but that which they sold to others, they did not tithe. So if someone buys wine from them, then that wine is considered tevel, it's definitely not tithed. So this person buys it from the Kusim, and he doesn't get a chance to tithe it until Shabbos is about to come in. And it's Bein HaShemoshos, and he wants to eat this on Shabbos. Is there anything he can do in order to be able to do so? So the Mishnah says, yes, Omer Shnei Lugin Sh'ani Osed Lahafrish, Hari Hein Truma. He should say that two Lugin, which I will in the future separate, that should be Truma. So we're talking about where there are 100 Lug of wine. So usually you separate 2% of the produce for Truma. So he separates two Lugin for Truma. And then Vasora Maisa, he separates 10 as Maisa Rishon, Vasisha Maisa Sheni, and then 9 lug of wine as Maisa Sheni. Now why 9 lug? So if you think about it, this makes perfect sense. And it's very important to understand this. Maisa Sheni is a tenth of the produce. Now because Maisa Sheni is separated at the end, after the rest of the tithes have been separated, the produce is now smaller. After Truma and Maisa Rishon have been separated, there's only 88 lug left. And a tenth of that is 8.8. So he round that up to 9, and he has to separate 9 lug of wine for Maaseh Sheni. And the reason why all of this works is because he does not actually separate this on Shabbos itself. When it comes to tevel, that is always forbidden. Rather, he's able to eat it, drink the wine on Shabbos, and then he'll separate whatever he leaves over in the cup. He'll separate that on Motzei Shabbos after Shabbos has gone out. And because of the rule of Breira, we view it retroactively as if that was always separated from the beginning, which means that he ate tithed produce, or he drank the tithed wine. We view it as if it was already tithed when he drank it, even though he only separates it on Motzei Shabbos because of the rule of Breira. And once he's done that, ends off the Mishnah, Mechel V'Sheiseh. This is translated by most to mean he can begin to drink, because now all the tithes have been separated properly, at least retroactively, so he's able to drink this wine without any concern. Mishnah here, there are quite a number of ways to understand this Mishnah, but we're going to understand it in a very similar way to the previous Mishnah, just that now we're going to see very clearly the difference between Demai and Tevel when it comes to designating them during Bein HaShemoshes and then eating them on Shabbos itself. Holy to Inim Shal Tevel B'Sich Beisa, if he had Tevel figs in his house, but he is in the Beis HaMedrash or in the field, and it's coming very close to Shabbos, and he doesn't think he'll have enough time once he gets back home to tithe the produce before Shabbos. But he wants to eat it on Shabbos, so what should he do? Omer, you should say, and again we're discussing a case where there are 100 figs which he needs to tithe. So shteis einim she'ani osad lahafresh, 2 figs which in the future I will separate. And as we explained in the previous Mishnah, this means that he will separate it in the future, meaning on Motzei Shabbos. He can never separate Tevel on Shabbos itself, but he'll separate it on Motzei Shabbos, and then retroactively, Harihain Truma, they'll be considered Truma, the Eser Maaser Rishon, and 100 figs will be Maaser Rishon, and now there's 88 figs left, so a tenth of that is 8.8, round that out to 9, the Seisha Maaser Sheni, and 9 figs will become Maaser Sheni. And now the Mishnah contrasts this with Demai. Hoy Demai. If the figs which he had at home were Demai, then if he designates them even during Bein HaShemoshes, then he will be able to separate them on Shabbos itself. So Omer, he should say, Masha ani osed lahafish tomachar. That which I will separate tomorrow on Shabbos itself, harihu maisa. That should be maisa. So he separates an 100th of it as maisa, and then another 900ths. Or maisa somachlai, the rest of the maisa rishon. Next to it, and zeh shal sisi maisa. The first 100th which I made maisa rishon, osu trumas maisa alov, should become trumas maisa on behalf of the rest of the maisa rishon. And then the maisa sheni bitzfona obidromai, the maisa sheni in the north part or the south part, and again it should be redeemed onto money, so that the money will now take that maisa sheni status. Now we've explained the Mishnah according to Tosfos. The Bar Tanura, amongst others, delete the word lemochar from the Mishnah in the Demai case, which means that even when it comes to Demai, they hold that you can't actually separate it on Shabbos itself. You have to wait until Motzei Shabbos. However, that's because they understand the case slightly differently. They understand the case to be when there's a lot more produce than he's going to need on Shabbos itself. So since you don't need all of the produce on Shabbos itself, so it's forbidden to fix the produce, as it were, on Shabbos, because it's a bit like preparing for after Shabbos, and therefore in that case you would also only be able to separate it after Shabbos. But either way, we've seen that when it comes to both Demai and Tevel, there are ways to be able to eat it and tithe it on Shabbos, as long as some sort of designation is done before Shabbos itself properly comes in.